Yo, 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 we live on location. And when I mean live on location, I am in a remote island this time. So we are definitely live on location. It's 429 Man Black. The first NBA team has been sent home from the NBA playoffs, man. Mr. Ant-Man, yeah, that's me. He and the Timberwolves got hot, got it going. They knocked the Suns off in game four last night, 122-116. Making it a first round sweep, Black. We got to start right there. Did you think it was a chance for KD, D-Book, Brad Beal, and the Phoenix Suns to be swept out of the first round, Black?
No, I didn't think that was possible. But shout out to the Timberwolves, man. Like, them four games, they played as a team. They played team defense. McDaniels to Cat to Rudy. The whole team just played together, and Elvis played amazing, like a straight leader. And, man, shout out to the Timberwolves, the way they played collectively, man. They played great. They look, man, I can't wait till they play Denver. That's going to be a crazy matchup. But if Elvis keep on playing like that, man, ooh, they're going to be scary.
Ant-Man is out there.
Not just this year, but years to come. If he's going to be bringing it like that, like, he accepts the challenge, and I just love how respectful he is with it. He ain't getting out there being disrespectful, being dirty, or you know what I'm saying, just doing all the extra shit. He coming at him with a respectful manner. Phoenix, I didn't think they needed it at the beginning of the season when they put this team together and all that stuff, but they really need a point guard.
PG.
Like they really need a point guard. They need a few more pieces, too. I was hoping they were going to give Isaiah Thomas a run. I liked how they gave Bobo a few minutes, you know what I'm saying, to switch it up.
What do you think of their overall, the offense, the way they play offense, though? Do you like the way they play offense? A lot of heavy pick and roll. And to me, it seemed like, yeah, one-on-one and two of you're going to have two superstar-type guys standing somewhere. Like, I see KD a lot. I see Beal a lot. Like, Beal tries to cut and do different things, but if they off the ball, they kind of – KD might be in the corner, Beal might be in the wing or whatever.
They need a point guard. Like, I wish Rondo wouldn't have retired. Rondo would have fit perfect over there. But they need – it's too much on Beal. It's too much on Book. It's too much on KD for them to – try to set up the offense, try to get the other players involved. Like, they need a real point guard. And at first, when I first seen it, I was just like, man, it's going to be a problem. How can you guard that? They don't really need a point guard. But me seeing it and kind of letting it play out, like, when it shit hits the fan, like, at the end of the day, they need a point guard. Like, yeah, you can go through spurts where you can put Bradley at the point guard, you can put Book at the point guard, but like overall starting, getting most of the minutes, you need a solid point guard.
Let me ask you this though. Do you think there's a chance for changes to be made in some type of way over there in Phoenix? They paying a lot of bread to just those three dudes. And when you get swept out of the first round, you know, this is a new owner and you know he's trying to win and do it big, and I'm sure they thought they were going further than this. Nobody could be happy or okay with the way this went down, right?
Yeah, but I think they just ran to a championship contender. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, Minnesota is.
I'm just saying, you don't think they getting swept?
No, you don't think they getting swept, but I feel like with the core of what they got, like, yeah, you add a few more pieces. Like, yeah, they need another – if you're not going to play Bobo, you need another big man. You need a solid point guard that can come in, that can hit open shots, and that can facilitate to get them guys in spots. It's hard for them, the guys, to bring the ball up and try to facilitate for everybody plus get points. I think it took away from Brad. That took away from – Book. I think KD did fairly well. Like, man, he had two games where he shot the ball 17 times and had over 30 points. Like, that's great. But
33-9-5 last night, Book 49.
Yeah, I just feel like they need a point guard. They need a point guard. They need another big man. And I preferably a big man that you can play at center, a big man you can play at power forward sometimes. Yeah, it's just some decisions they made. I would still keep the core. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like it's just a just blew it all the way up. It just ain't going to work. No, I think it will work. You got three of the best scores in the league. It's just that you need somebody to facilitate. You thought that you can put them at point guard and let them just run point and get – it's hard for that.
Nah, so tell me this. How tough does Minnesota look as a full unit? You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you think they all the way ready. They TTG, they ready to go for – they ready to see Denver right now.
Yeah, they train to go. They train to go. Like, I'm waiting to see this Denver series. Going to be a good series because, like, not only is Minnesota they doing their thing and they have a legitimate leader in the scoring position – like, Cat to play his role. He done relinquished it all to Ant. Ant is doing his thing and so forth. But they're a defensive team. Like, they got bodies they got bodies to throw at Joker. Like, they got guys to play on the wing that's ready to go. They got it all.
And Mike Conley is somebody who is very under the radar for them, who a big-time player makes. Obviously, he's a crazy good defensive player, but he makes – great decisions and always makes solid clutch, like tough shot, timely shots.
Yes, yes. He's not out there just like that's somebody that Phoenix need. Like a Mike Conley on their team, somebody who's facilitating, doing what he got to do, can hit an open shot, playing D. You know what I'm saying? But Minnesota, they train to go. Like, whether they win the next round or not, like, if they play like that, they're a defensive-oriented team. Like, I want to see, like, Denver haven't played the last 2 years. Denver haven't played a team like this. They haven't played a team like this. I'm excited to see what this series is gonna bring. It's gonna be a dope series. They got bodies to throw. Like, man, they got Rudy. They got Cat. Then they can throw Cat at center. Like, they got bodies to throw at Joker. They got wing defenders. You know what I'm saying? Like, they defensive first team. But if Ant Edwards play like that, whoo. Man, that was that. Man, that baseline dunk.
He has become a issue. He is an issue, flat out. No matter which way you cut it.
And that's the thing I like about it is, like last game, like, he had 9 points the first half. He went from 9 points the first half and went off in the second half. Like, nah, we finna get them out of here right now. I'm not even finna play with it. Like, you know, you gotta tip your hat off to them, man. They've been playing, man. We the most exciting basketball. Even though it was a sweep, because they was good game, even though it was a sweep, man, the Minnesota Timberwolves, man, they excited.
Oh, no, they put on. They put on. T-Wolves is looking like your records right now. Let's get over here to this East Coast, man. Knicks knocked off the Sixers last night, 97-92. And now they got a commanding 3-1 lead in the series, and they heading back home to the Garden. Like, you already know. The Garden is about to be crazy. First of all, did you see how the New Yorkers showed up to Wells Fargo in Philly in full force and took over the, like, to the point to where post-game, I'm watching them ask Embiid about the crowd and how the fans came and took over their arena and made it sound like a Knicks home game. Like, talk about the Knicks going back 3-1. Is it over? Is it about to be this next game or done? Because you know, one thing you got to know about the Knicks fans. After knowing that they feel like they impacted the situation in Philly, the Garden about to be nuts. Garden is about to be bananas, bro. It's going to be crazy.
First of all, like, I'm with Embiid. Like, that's, you know, doing the regular season, crazy. Like, yeah, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Having Knicks fans there at the game and all that shit. But doing these playoffs, like, man, you need your home court advantage when you're playing in these series. And looking at that crowd and just how the camera was paneling through the whole crowd, man, it was a lot of Knicks fans. It was overwhelming, lot of Knicks fans at that game. And I know Embiid, I know he felt it. He felt like he was playing at the Knicks arena again.
Or a neutral site or something.
I watched what Shaq said last night, and I totally agree. When you see stuff like that as the best player, you got to shut them up and sit them down. And the way to shut them up and sit them down is to go to work on them in your arena so they'll know next time, yeah, don't come up in here trying to cheer and root for your team because it's going to be a long day for them. But tip my hat off to the Knicks, man. The Knicks been playing good. Jalen Brunson, man, I'm talking about relentless. What surprised me the most is, man, how the Knicks is rebounding way better than the 76ers. They out-rebounding them every game. Josh Hart is like the leading rebounder in the series.
Can I take a timeout right there when you just said, because Josh Hart is one of my favorite players, bro. Mm-hmm. At 6'4", 6'5", whatever he is, averaging like 14 rebounds a game from a wing guard position. Shout out Josh Hart. You know what I'm saying? That's it right there for me. A guard going in there taking rebounds and getting boards like that. And like his rebounds be like big plays. Like he keeps so many plays alive and then get them like timely situations where they get another three or a little, like just another bucket. Like he be out there like the heartbeat of the team, falling on the floor, diving all over the place, making like he ain't even a great shooter, but he make threes when they need it though. You know what I'm saying? He not like the guy you would be like, oh, we need a three, let's get it to Hart. But like he'll be the dude to come down and hit that mug. Like I love Josh Hart game, bro. I love, he just like an intangible killer. He fits, and I feel like he go anywhere and do that. He gonna be in the league for a long time hooping like that, bro. I'm a big Josh Hart fan.
Yeah, the Knicks are playing great. I don't feel like they can go all the way to a championship because they don't have all the pieces. Randall's not there. Mitchell Robinson, he's in and out the lineup. But they look, the future look real bright for the Knicks, man. I'm happy for the Knicks, man. They doing their thing. And Jalen Brunson is he's just a complete winner, man. He a relentless winner, man. I love the way he play. I love his determination, how tough and strong-minded he is, man. Tip your hat off to him. Like, Embiid pissed him off with that chug last night. And after that chug, he went playing with their ass. He went to work.
Bully Brunson, though. Like, this, right. That's what I'm telling you, who? Bro. It's no more. It ain't, he's a fucking superstar. He's a superstar, period. He's the number one on the team, and he's a superstar. Yeah. The boy putting up big boy numbers in the playoffs. Big boy. Yeah. When you watch and you see the game, and they got his name up there with Bernard King and people like that.
Carmelo Anthony.
For the franchise, like, come on, man. Come on, man. That boy done came in, and he sits prominently up there with the greatest Knicks, you know what I'm saying, up there for single seasons and stuff. And before he get through, who knows what records he going to break up there? Because he, listen, bro, it's been very few people to come along that can handle the guard like that. He made for that, bro. He made for that. His mentality, his temperament, he made for it. It's a match made in heaven.
And it don't matter who's on him, who switch on him, who guarding him, whoever they got from bigger guys to smaller guys, he's going at them. And what he looks like in this series, like, I know Embiid is a little banged up and so forth on, but he looked like the smartest player on the court on both teams. Yeah. He looked like the smartest player on the court. His decision in making the moves, what he do, how he play the game, the pace of the game. I mean, you got to tip your hat off to him. That's the reason they up 3-1, going back to the Garden. Hopefully they can finish it out and move on to the next round.
All right, man, we got to go on here and get out west, man. That series we said it was going to be what it was going to be is being what we said now, Black. We said it was going to be 6-7 games out there with them with our Clippers and them Mavs, boy. The Clips went down there and tied that thing up. Winning 116, 111 on the road. And they had no Kawhi, but don't even trip. Because that boy James Harden showed up like he's supposed to in PG-13.
Playoff P.
Yeah. Like I told you, this is my favorite series right here because of fireworks from Kyrie, from Luka, and then whichever one of them boys from the Clippers is going to show up, whether it's Russ, whether it's Harden, whether it's Kawhi, or whether it's PG. Like, this is what I want to see, high-level wing dudes out there. And I'm talking about they boogieing, bro. Like, Kyrie is in his bag like always. Luka doing like – this is the series that I like to like watch. These dudes out here step back in one-on-one corners. Oh, they give me like the one layup Riri made yesterday, bro. When he came and three people and like he was floating like he was Mike, right? Bodying him up, and then when you look at it in slow motion, he moving it just perfect, then floated like, come on, bro. The kid, that boy a magician for real, bro. I love seeing Kyrie in this space, just where he just like playing the game and just hooping, bro. Ain't nothing else going on. Ain't no none of this. It's just, oh, yeah, it's hoop time. And you know he one of them ones when you just roll a ball out there. This one I want to see Kyrie.
Yeah, yeah, man. Like, that's why this series, I got them going to the finals, man. It's just something about them guard plays that both of these teams got that's crazy, man. But one thing I have to say about, man, I love when James Harden hoop. I love when he hoop. I love when he gets in the bag.
He's so tough, bro.
I love when he put them in a position where, like, you going to need to give me this or give me that. They was trying to send him right like he can't go right, and he was just going right and floating
and
every time at the end of the game. Okay, y'all going to give me this? I'm going to go to the hole, and I'm going to float.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to Jay Hart. Playoff P, how he came out, how he ended the game was just so tough. And, Like this Clippers squad is something to reckon with. Like, I feel like they should keep Kawhi out. I feel like they compete without Kawhi. I feel like get Kawhi healthy because they're gonna really need Kawhi later on. But man, this and what Kyrie doing on the other side, man, it's just a series, man. It's gonna be a professional boxing match where they punching each other in the face. Glad we got home court advantage back, and hopefully we can go and finish it off, man. Get us another win in L.A., man, and see if we can finish it in Dallas. Because I don't want to go seven with two of the best finishers in the game. this series is what – it's everything what I thought it was.
Shout out to Luka and the Jordan brand. You seen he pulled up in the old school muscle car with the matching his shoes, his new shoes.
With the candy paint
all over that thing, old school in it. I see you, Luka. I like that, man. But yeah, this series right here, this Dallas and Clippers series is the one for me. Let's get back out east, man. Indiana, Milwaukee. This is what I hate, man. Turn injuries off. Like, you know, you play 2K and, man, like, turn the injuries off, man. You got Dame out. You got Giannis out. Then Middleton was looking hobbled. I'm like, this is not even right. But you know me. I'm a Bobby Porter dude. I'm a crazy eyes fan. He can't get ejected. Not last night. Not when you down what you down already. Like, and I know you know me. I run hot. I run hot like that too. But like when you Bobby Porter's in that situation, you got to talk to yourself before the game and you got to know you're not going to do nothing to put yourself in position to be taken out of the game. But trust me, I could fully relate. You know me, I could run hot at times. And so I feel him, but like that was, when that happened, I said, because you know Bobby Porter's got that ability that, oh, Giannis ain't out? I mean, Giannis ain't playing? Like, he could come get you 30 and 15 boards and then they have a chance. When he went out, I said, oh, man, I got up and went and got me a water or something. I said, this is over now. It was completely over. Like, you know, respect to them guys for fighting and trying to do anything. But, like, come on, bro. No Dame, no Giannis. And then Bobby Portis, the heart and soul, is out too. Like, oh, it's over. It's you know, this is just a tough situation.
Yeah, it's a tough situation for Milwaukee. I know they had high hopes this season to make it a run in the playoffs. Shout out to the Indiana. They take care of business and doing what they supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Going to take them out. And I'm looking this series to be ended next in Milwaukee. These guys don't get an opportunity to play or nothing at all. I don't see them beating them at all. When you have all three of your superstars hobbled, plus your fourth player in line getting ejected. And now, shout out to the Pacers, man. They doing what they supposed to do and taking care of business and going getting them out the way so they can prepare for the next round.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Miles Turner, man. We already know little Halliburton going to do his thing, but Miles had a big, big night last night.
Yeah, Miles played his way.
We got some big games tonight, man. We got Boston in Miami. Game 4, Boston up 2-1. They got a bounce back game. Then you got the OKC. At New Orleans game 4, OKC up 3-0. What you think? This is sweet? You got the broom out for this game against New Orleans tonight? No big fella, no big Z.
Yeah, I think just without Zion, man, they just a little bit better than them. They playing better basketball, team ball. Ingram is a little hurt, you know what I'm saying? I just think they're just a better overall team, man. But shout out to the Pelicans, man, for seeing them back in the playoffs doing their thing. Hopefully next year we can get a taste of them at full force. Like, I hate when you get the teams in the playoffs and they don't be at full force. Like the way the Knicks That's are playing, tough. I would love to see the Knicks have all their players.
Yeah, I feel.
I would love for everybody to be full force. We can start all over, give everybody their 100% energy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like with the Pelicans, man, I would love to see Zion coming off a 40-game in the play-in. I would love to see him get an opportunity to play against Chet and play against the rest of their squad. But I think it's done. I think OKC is going to finish it out tonight.
And then we got the Lakers at the Nuggets. And the Lakers, they got them one. They got game four. They ain't get swept. They say, oh, keep them brooms up out of here. But is it over tonight?
Yeah, I think it's over tonight. I think that was a pride game. I just think, like, they're just a better team than them. Like, I keep on saying, like, I know people be like, oh, man, you killing the Lakers. No, I'm not killing the Lakers. If they don't have a consistent guy that outside of AD and LeBron that can get them 20 to 25 points, they would never be in games. Last game, not only did Austin Reeves give them 21, D'Angelo Russell gave them 21. But the thing about it is they don't be consistent with doing that every game. When you get a guy that can bring in 20 to 25 points, that's the games where AD go for 30. If the other guy bring in 25, LeBron can go for his 18, 20. Or if LeBron go for 30 and AD, you know, there's some games where he playing a lot of defense, he only giving you 20 points, 15 boards, and a couple of blocks, that other guy can bring you 20 to 25. They have a chance to compete with any team if they can bring in a consistent 20 to 25-point score. And the reason they won last game is because they had two guys to give them 21 points. Man, that's 42 points from two other guys outside of LeBron James and AD, and that's what they need consistently every game. But I don't think that they have the team or the personnel. I think they need to, you know, go back in the hat and kind of figure out what can we bring around LeBron them to be in the position to compete. Not only compete, they can't, like, I'm with them with Miami too. Man, you can't constantly play in the play-in and expect to go to the conference finals and championship every year. That's just not realistic. You know, yeah, you get your 1 year or your 2 year in where you done that, but it's not realistic. You can't come and just play the number one seed, number two seed, and expect to just run off and go to the conference finals and championship. And I feel like they put themselves in the position. It's a reason why you get seed. It's a reason why you fight for home court advantage. But I think it's over tonight. I think just Denver just a better team than them. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited for them to go and get it over with so they can move on. I really want to see this Minnesota and Denver series play out.
Yeah, man. I got to give a shout-out to AD. You know what I'm saying? He took a lot of heat. He played the majority of the games this year. I don't know the exact number. It was 70-something. He wasn't, you know, missing games and not out there. And he played up to the level of a superstar like he's supposed to. So AD did what he was supposed to do. People could get up off his back. You know, they still need some more help in situations like that. But shout-out to AD for being available and doing his thing this year. Like, you know, everybody was questioning and all that. He showed up.
Yeah,
moving on, the Orlando and Cleveland series will not be playing tonight, but Orlando Magic. Hey, Orlando Magic. Yeah, you seen what we did back in the City Beautiful, man. Everybody thought it was about to be all crazy, too. Nothing like we came down there and got us two. Go get us two, young fellas. Woo-hoo! You see them Wagner brothers. You see Paolo. You see Suggs. You see the crew out there. Crew love. City Beautiful showed up, showed out too. It was real loud in them building, that building, boy. You know what I'm saying? That series gonna resume Tuesday night back in Cleveland. I'm hoping for the best. The young fellas about to go out there and fight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Coach Mosley, number two in Coach of the Year results. You know what I'm saying? I thought he deserved to win it, but I see what's going on over there. Okay, so y'all can't hate on that and knock on that. But, yeah, man, what you think of that series, man, that Orlando-Cleveland series, Black? 2-2, we back even, baby.
Man, shout out to them young fellas, man. They didn't hold their head down. They came home, got them two wins. Shout out to Orlando City. Just the crowd and the energy that they brought in both of them games. Like, it was crazy in there. And one thing I feel like they did. That they didn't do in Cleveland, they attacked the basket. They didn't settle for threes. They really got their shots off and attacked the basket. I know that big guy down there, but you got to put pressure on them and attack that basket, you're not a great three-point team. You got to do what you're great at. And I feel like them games in Cleveland, they were shooting a little bit too many threes. They really weren't being aggressive and attacking. But when they got back to Orlando, man, you seeing a lot of highlights. You seeing guys going to the hole, dunking, finishing, yeah, and all that stuff. And I feel like that was just the difference of the game. Like, they really attacked. They really sat down in it. They exposed their matchups. You know, Franz got aggressive. Man, shout out to Suggs, man. He didn't injure his knee. He came back and brought the energy back home. Yeah. You know, man, they did their thing, man. It turned out this is going to be a good series, man. We got a 7-game series, and we finna see it. So now it's time for Cleveland to go back home and take care of home. And if they can do that, we finna see something.
Yeah, we're going to see the Magic win, but we're going to move on from there. Random stat of the week, Black. Random stat of the week. In addition to setting the Knicks franchise record for points in the playoff game, Jalen Brunson became the first player in franchise history to have 30 points and 10-plus assists in back-to-back games. Bully Brunson, that's your random stat of the week, out here getting back-to-back 30s.
I can see why that's possible, because they haven't had a guy like that play for the Knicks. He's a different breed guy. He's a guy that get assists, he get points. They had a lot of bucket getters, you know, Walt Clyde Frazier, Carmelo Anthony, you know what I'm saying, the best of them, you know what I'm saying? But
Bernard King
and Patrick Ewing, they got a guy that does that, man. It's good to see his name in the book, man. His contract, everything he's brought to the table for the last 2 years has been well-deserved, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to his pops that built a player like this to have the pedigree to play like this. And, man, he's a known winner and he's a known champ. You know what I'm saying? So it's lovely to see. The Knicks are back. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can really go to the conference finals, you know? So we're going to see what they're going to do.
Shout out of the day, Black. Got to give my shout out to the queen. Candace Parker is retiring. Shout out to Candace CP3 on a unbelievable, legendary Hall of Fame career. We sad to see you hang it up, but you know all good things got to come to an end. But, man, you are a true legend, CP, from the Chicagoland area, by the way, B. You know what I'm saying? Chicagoland area legend. Put it on for the girls, put it on for the women, and man, you did it the right way, sis. And blessings and salute to you on a great career. We know you're gonna keep killing it, being part of the game with Turner and everything you're doing in that space. But hey, salute. Job well done. Champ, gold medalist, all that, leader, inspirational, and just, you know, you a legend. Salute, CP3. That's my shout out of the day, Black.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Shout out today to Candace Parker. Man, it's amazing. You know, I'm feeling old when I say this. It's amazing when you get a chance to see somebody whole career, watching her from high school, coming through college, then watching her whole professional career and watching all the achievements that she's made, from rookie of the year to MVP to a champion to a gold medalist, NCAA champion. It's amazing to watch, man. I'm definitely blessed to get an opportunity to see her whole career as a whole and just be a big fan of her, man. I feel like what she brought to the game has evolved the game, the style of player she play, being a big man that can dribble and be so skilled. I feel like she wasn't the first to be like that. On the low, I kind of think that she retired this year because she didn't want to wear that South Carolina gear from that bet that she had with Asia during the tournament. We ain't going to tell nobody about that. But, yeah, shout out to CP, man. She did her thing, man. I definitely tip my hat off to her. And, man, you know that gold jacket is next. Good luck with you and your family, the new baby, your wife, everything else, man. And, you know, we got to see you again on Knuckleheads to have a conversation with you. And, just to enjoy your flowers and all that stuff. So shout out to CP.
Yes, sir, man. That's it. That's all, man. Until these next set of games come in, man, we're going to be back tapping in with y'all. Right now, I'm live on location, man. I'm out here in this island getting some island vibes. I ain't going to say well. Seen an NBA player last night, too. But, yeah, live on location. Knuckleheads, we out.
theplayerstribune.com.